Greetings, friends, and blessings upon you. And thank you so much for choosing to be present and practice this practice of listening. In this segment, the prophet shares his wisdom on good and evil. And take the time just to listen. And if you're reading along, maybe listen first. And then, if you'd like, go back and read the segments. Notice the differences between listening, hearing, reading, understanding. May you truly be at peace. And one of the elders of the city said, "Speak to us of good and evil." And he answered, "Of the good in you I can speak, but not of the evil. For what is evil but good, tortured by its own hunger and thirst? Verily, when good is hungry, it seeks food, even in dark caves. And when it thirsts, it drinks even of dead waters. You are good when you are one with yourself. Yet when you are not one with yourself, you are not evil. For a divided house is not a den of thieves. It is only a divided house. And a ship without rudder may wander aimlessly among perilous isles, yet sink not to the bottom. You're good when you strive to give of yourself. Yet you are not evil when you seek gain for yourself. For when you strive for gain, you are but a root that clings to the earth and sucks at her rest. Surely the fruit cannot say to the root, 'Be like me, ripe and full and ever giving of your abundance.' For to the fruit giving is a need, as receiving is a need to the root. You are good when you are fully awake in your speech. You are not evil when you sleep, while your tongue staggers without purpose. And even stumbling speech may strengthen a weak tongue. You are good when you walk to your goal firmly and with bold steps. Yet you are not evil when you go thither limping. Even those who limp go not backward. But you are strong and swift, see that you do not limp before the lame, deeming it kindness. You are good in countless ways, and you are not evil when you are not good. You are only loitering and sluggard. Pity that the stags cannot teach swiftness to the turtles. In your longing for your giant self lies your goodness, and that longing is in all of you. But in some of you, that longing is a torrent, rushing with might to the sea, carrying the secrets of the hillsides and the songs of the forest. And in others, it is a flat stream that loses itself and angles and bends and lingers before it reaches the shore. But let not him who longs much say to him who longs little, 'Wherefore are you slow and halting?' For the truly good ask not the naked, 'Where is your garment?' or the houseless, what has befallen your house? As you allow the words to resonate, give yourself permission to be. The goodness is organic in you and all of us. That source comes from a place of love and creation. And it's rather effortless when we let go of fear, the defenses or boundaries. Truly loving is truly being yourself, your best self. And each time we set our intention, we draw upon that vision of our best self, allowing the goodness to shine. With love and gratitude, we warm the hearts of ourselves and those around us. So judge not. Be present in the comfort, the happiness within, your health, your peace.